Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lawyers trying to spare convicted Marathon Day bomber Jahar Sunaya from the death penalty are touting the benefits of a fortress-like prison where he could be held for life. They've also begun to introduce the jury to Sunaya's older brother, Tamerlan. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Judy Clark's fierce battle against the death penalty on behalf of some of the most notorious killers has made her a national legal figure. But yesterday, she watched as the quiet man on the defense team, David Brook, opened instead. Clark's friend from law school and her co-counsel in so many death penalty trials embodies earnestness. "We have now seen more pain and more horror and more grief than any of you thought possible," he told the jurors. He spoke so softly that, save for the jury, many in the courtroom could not hear him. He was direct, as he also placed the greatest culpability onto Tsarnaev's older brother. "The man who conceived, planned, and led these crimes is beyond our power. Only the 19-year-old younger brother is left. No punishment could ever be equal to the terrible effects of Jahar Tsarnaev's crimes," Brooks said. His words reflecting the dire prospects of the defendant, they amounted to a plea for his client's life. "There is no evening of the scales. There is no point in trying to hurt him because he hurt, because it cannot be done." Here, as if recognizing what must be offered as an alternative punishment to the jurors who had heard and seen so much, the defense now turned almost as realtors selling a property to touting the facility that has come to be known as the most austere, impregnable, and punitive prison in America. "If you sentence him, this is where he will be," said Brook. And the monitors showed the jurors an aerial shot of Supermax, the U.S. Penitentiary Administrative Maximum Facility. The harsh, cold, white winter landscape of Florence, Colorado, made it look like Siberia. "This is where the government keeps other terrorists who used to be famous," Brooks said, "but aren't anymore. A reference to the promise and the reality of rock-hard solitary confinement that led a former warden of Supermax to describe it as a clean version of hell. The likelihood of 23 hours a day alone in his bare cell, in a unit surrounded by mountains he would never see, the only view a rectangle of sky directly overhead in the high-walled recreation yard, even then the precious sky framed by barbed wire. Conversation at Supermax is generally restricted to only one 15-minute call a month to a relative." Whatever Tsarnaev might be thinking as he looked on as impassively as ever, his defense attorney was offering the jurors an opportunity to give Tsarnaev a living punishment harsher than death. "Send him there," Brook was saying, "and he can never hurt any more or be heard from again. He goes there and he's forgotten. No more spotlight like the death penalty brings. No martyrdom. There will be no autobiography. No, nothing." The first of the defense witnesses included Judith Russell, the mother of Catherine Russell and the mother-in-law of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. She portrayed him as the son-in-law from hell. Catherine Russell's mother and her best friend both described the sharp change in her life brought about under Tsarnaev's charismatic hold, of conversion to Islam, practiced zealously, and her working long hours as the sole support for their family while he went to Russia for 6 months. "There in the woods of Dagestan," the defense says, "it will show that he planned jihad." More defense witnesses will testify about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, but on this day, Brook had offered the jurors another course than imposing death. Years and years of punishment where Jahar Tsarnaev lives to face the daily struggle of what he's done, with no way out of what might be the loneliest place on the planet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.